If you have your Bible, we're going to turn to Daniel chapter number 1. Daniel chapter number 1. I'm just going to read verse number 8, and then we'll go back in reference just for the sake of time. The Bible said, "But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: the man of God away from home. Amen? The man of God away from home. Now, you know the story of Daniel. Daniel was a young man. He was a Jew. And when Babylon was seized by Nebuchadnezzar, or when Nebuchadnezzar got him, Babylon seized him through Nebuchadnezzar, and they brought him to Babylon, these young men. And Daniel comes there, and the Bible speaks to us here of his life. And the Bible tells us that was the days and the hours that are now, and days and our hours that are to come. It's what the book of Daniel teaches us and tells us about. It tells us that Daniel was a prophet of God. The Bible speaks that in several places. It tells that Daniel was that prophet, and that he's a prophet of the last days. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Daniel the prophet in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15, talking about the prophecy of Daniel, how Daniel would tell about the things that would happen all the way up to the end of this age. Even though Daniel was looking through it as a prophet, he wasn't looking through the valley and seeing the church. He was looking from mountaintop to mountaintop, looking for the soon coming Savior. Amen. And the church was there in the dip in the valley, and he didn't really see that, but he was prophesying of what would take place in the end of this era, or the end of the age in which we live. I want to say, youngins, listen, we need to realize this morning that this age will come to pass. This age will come to an end, just like we're born and we live and we go out of here. All of us have that path that we follow. And we need to realize and focus that there's a God of heaven who's there to help us. Praise God. And the Bible speaks of Daniel here. It speaks of a man that was greatly beloved of God. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice if we could say today that you and I are people that's greatly beloved of God? You say, "Well, preacher, how do we get that title? By loving Him back. Because He first loved us." Amen. He loved us even when we were lost in our sin, so we ought to love Him. It says He was greatly beloved. It says that in Daniel 9 and 23, Daniel 10 and 11, Daniel 10 and 19. He said that Daniel was a man greatly beloved of God. Amen. So we see that, and we see that Daniel was, he was taken out of his natural circumstances. Amen. A lot of times we get removed from our natural circumstances and get put in a place that's not natural. I want to say, as a child of God this morning, I'm not in a natural place. Amen. In this world in which we live, praise God. Now, I feel more at home right here than I do in the world. I feel more at home where I'm with God and God's people than anywhere else that I know of. Amen. That's just the way it is. That's the way it ought to be for a child of God. The Bible says we ought to separate ourselves from the world and separate ourselves unto the Lord, to be what He'd have us to be. So we see this prophet that was taken out of away from his kinfolk, and he was taken to a foreign country. Amen. A place where he but I want you to notice Daniel's character away from home. Amen. The character away from home. Now, a lot of times we go out of a place. Now listen to me and just be honest with yourself. We'll go somewhere else and we'll think, well, we'll just do this or do that because nobody'll know. Hello? Amen? Hello? Come on now. Amen? We'll get down there and we'll go down the beach and we'll strip off naked and we'll run around and act a fool. Amen? And we say, well, nobody will know back up at the church house. I want to tell you something today. God knows. Amen? God knows everything that you do, everywhere you go, and everything you say and everything you think. Amen? Take that home. If you don't take nothing else home with you, just take that home with you. Just realize today that God is watching you. He's observing everything you do. Amen. Because He loves you. That's why. Not to just beat you down and nitpick you to pieces. It's just to help you along the way. But we notice that Daniel's character in a foreign country. Daniel was a man that had purpose in his heart. In other words, he had purpose of heart. You know what we ought to have today, church? We ought to have a purpose of heart. If you don't purpose in your heart something, praise God, then you don't have a heart of purpose. But Daniel had a purpose of heart. Amen. Praise God. He was a man of purpose, you might say. You say, preacher, how did he got that? I believe it started at home. Amen. I believe it started down at Daniel's house, praise God. I believe he had, there was a strong faith in his house. It was a strong faith in his household, praise God. And it was something that settled in on him and became, now listen to this, it became a part of who he was. It became a part of who he is. Amen. It was a strong faith that started down at the house of God. Praise God. And it was a strong respect. It started with a strong respect for authority. We're living a day in an era, praise God, that there's no respect for authority. Amen. Listen, children, we're supposed to respect our mothers and fathers. We're supposed to give them respect. We're supposed to realize, praise God, that they are the authority of our lives. Amen. My mother still tells me what to do, and I do it. Amen. Praise God. We was coming down the road, had an appointment with her Friday. We was coming down the road, coming out of town, and she says, boy, I'd like to have one of them Krispy Kreme donuts, a cup of coffee. I said, ain't them awful good? She didn't have to tell me twice. Amen. So we made a little detour. We come down Patton Avenue. We swung through Krispy Kreme, and we got us a Krispy Kreme donut. Amen. Pretty good. I thought Mama wanted one. Amen. And my mother said she wanted it. Praise God. We went to took the detour and got it. She said, but you said, now you didn't have to do that. She knew when she told me that I would. Amen. See, that's the way mamas do. They kind of tell you what they think and what it ought to be, and they just expect you to take to him. And usually, I don't know about the donuts, but usually it's for our own good. Amen. You can look at me and know I don't need them. But praise God, they sure are good. Amen. Ain't you glad mama knows what's good? Ain't you glad daddy knows what's good? Praise God. And it's good. What they're trying to teach you, instruct you, praise God, is what's right. And they're the authority before us. And so I believe Daniel had, praise God, he had a strong faith. I believe he had some authority down at his house. Somebody that loved him and pointed him in the right direction. Amen. So that when he come to a land of heathen, that the heathen people, the heathens that was there, praise God, weren't with, he didn't allow them to erase what had been instilled in his heart. Let me tell you something, youngins, today, if we ain't very careful, God bless your sweetheart, we'll let this world erase what we know's right. We'll let them dictate to us what they think we ought to do and how we ought to act, praise God, what they want us to do. But I want to tell you, we better go upon the volume of a book and we better listen to the Word of God, because God is our authority and God has the answers and God knows you perfectly well, and He knows what you need and what I need, what the church needs, what this country needs. God knows. Amen. So we ought to listen to God. But he purposed in his heart that he wouldn't allow the heathen, praise God, those heathen customs of the land, to erase everything, take away the truth that he had in his heart. The Bible says that the psalmist said that we hide God's word in our heart that we might not sin against God. We need to take those truths, praise the Lord, of the precious word of God and hide it in our heart. Tuck it away, praise God. You say, where's a safe place? Your heart. Amen. If you're a child of God, praise God, that's where everything goes that God records and helps us with, if we just trusted Him. And then we can purpose in our heart, praise God, to do those things that's right. Amen. That the things of this world won't erase the truth that we have, because it's embedded in us. What are you saying? I'm saying it becomes a part of who we are. Daniel and his friends were able to take a strong stand because of purpose in their heart, even when they were away from home. Even when they say, well, mom and daddy don't see us, mom and daddy won't know. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. You young people, look at me. Mom and daddy know a whole lot more than what you think. See, this world, it may be big, but it's not big enough. It will come back to them. They will find out. Amen. The Bible even says, I said, be sure. You hearing me? It says, be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. Because God will reveal it in His time. Yet you say, well, preacher, I just don't like that. Well, you're too, because He loves you and He's trying to protect you. Amen. He's trying to direct you even when you're a person away from home. Praise God. God's trying to protect you and give you good direction. Thank God for that, don't you? You say, well, preacher, why did he did that? Praise God. Because he was determined to stay clean and pure in this present world. Amen. He was determined to stay unspotted by the things of this world. He didn't want to get stuff on him. Hello? Listen to me this morning, Chuck. God bless you, sweetheart. You can get things on you this morning that you can't wash off with Clorox. Amen. You get things on you in this world, praise God. You can't get rid of the Ajax. We better stay close to God. We better stay clean. We better stay pure, praise God. And the only way you can do that is by having a purpose in your heart and trusting the Lord to help you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, listen, when we get the old devil trying to drag us out and drag us off, praise God. But if we'll just plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and stay close to Him, and when things start getting rough and things got getting hard, things start acting peculiar around us, just trust in the Lord, just get a hold of Him, get up your Bible, read a verse or two, and let God strengthen you by His might. We're no match for the devil this morning. But they's won. The Lord Jesus has already overcome the devil. Amen. He's already overcome our adversary, which is the devil. Amen. Praise God. So preacher, how did he do it? Because he had purposed in his heart to stay continually devoted to the Lord. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world today? I don't know why the Lord's focused on the young people today. I don't know why. The young and the young of heart. You know what's wrong today? There's no commitment in the world today. Amen? We wonder why we struggle so much, but we have no commitment. We have no commitment to stay pure and chaste and clean before God. We have no commitment to each other. We have no commitment to our families. We have no commitment to relationships. Amen? We have no commitment to God establishing the things before us. Amen. Let me tell you something, you young people, listen to me. When you start thinking about a relationship, you don't need to do that till you're about 30. Mia? 40? Do I hear 50? 50? Do I hear 60? Somebody give me a... Amen. When you start thinking about a relationship, praise God, you better start thinking about Jesus first. Amen. You go out and try to find you a person to be with. Praise God, you will find you a person to be with. But you won't find the right person. Amen. If you're going to walk with God and be committed to God, have a continual relationship with Him, praise God, you can trust Him, getting you a good Bible-believing place to worship God and ask God to send you somebody He wants you to be with. Amen. So God can, through a relationship with Him, can give you a relationship with them. Amen. That continual relationship, He purposed in His heart to be continually devoted to God. We need to have a continual devotion to Him. Amen. Then we put our trust in Him because He's our authority, right? And we purpose in our heart that we're just going to go with God. Daniel had a focus, and his focus was on the one true and living God. Now think about it. Daniel's in Babylon, and Brother Bill, these gods everywhere. Now these are little g gods. Hello? Because there's only one true God. He's the big G God. Amen. He's the one that matters. And why everybody else? See, Daniel and his three buddies wasn't the only ones that was brought to Babylon. But they was the only one, praise God, that purposed in their heart that they were going to stay close to God. Because Daniel, praise God, had purposed his heart to God. He focused on the one God that was real. And that was, glory, hallelujah, somebody jump up and shout. That was the God that he brought with him. Ain't you glad you got a God today that you can take with you wherever you go? Amen, praise God, you don't have to be without him. So you got a man that's away from home, praise God, but you got a God that's right there with him. Wherever we go, praise God. So Daniel focused on the true God. And I believe Daniel purposed his heart. I believe he purposed that he was going to try his best to be an example Amen? I believe he purposed in his heart. The Bible says, but Daniel purposed in his heart. What? That he would not defile himself. Amen? So he purposed in his heart, listen to me, that he would be an example. A good example. Now we can be an example, but we can be an example of a lot of ungodly stuff. There's a whole lot of examples of ungodly stuff and a lack of authority and a lack of direction, a lack of determination, a lack of confidence in the world. But praise God, we can have all those things in Christ Jesus our Lord and determine in our heart to be a good, godly example. Now let me just say this. We go to our the schoolhouse and the workplaces and the places of this world. And everybody wants to be recognized. Amen? Every one of us want people to know that we're there, right? And so we do things, all kinds of different things to try to get people to notice us. Amen? You know, a preacher, I don't do that. Yes, you do. We all do. We want to be known. We know we come in. That's why a lot of people, they go somewhere, they come in stylishly late. A little every time. Why do they do that? Because they want people to see them when they come in. Amen? They want them to notice them. Now, I know there's some people that just can't get motivated moving. I understand that. Some people just like people to see them when they make their entrance. Amen? But if we're going to be an example, praise God, be an example of that one that loves the Lord. Hey, when it comes to the house of God, be one that loves the Lord, praise God, and excited to get here. Excited to be here. Come in, praise God, with love in your heart and a shout on your lips, and praise in my hands in the air, say, glory, hallelujah, what a Savior. Daniel wanted to be an example. So he purposed in his heart. So Daniel was a man of purpose. Amen. Started at home. And he took it with him where he went. You say, well, preacher, how did Daniel get to be this kind of person? Hey, he was just a young man. His buddies, his friends, right? They were just young men. How did he purpose in his heart to be this kind of person? He loved the Lord. Not only was Daniel a man of purpose, but he was also a man of prayer. Hello? You know prayer makes a difference? Amen. Listen to me. If prayer makes a difference, it makes a difference in your life, my life, and the lives of everybody all around us when we pray. And the Bible says that Daniel practiced prayer daily. Amen. At least 3 times a day, Daniel fell on his face and he prayed. Amen. Ask you a question. Don't raise your hand. How many of us pray sincerely 3 times a day? Now, I'm not talking when you bow your head and say, Lord, bless this food I'm about to eat, and then gobble it up, praise God. Amen? I'm talking about sincerely praying and talking to God. Amen? Just thanking Him for what He's done, what He's doing, the life that you have, and the goodness that He shares with you. How many of us do that 3 times a day? But then we wonder why we don't have a relationship with God. We don't have that closeness, amen, that we ought to have. We just don't feel, we feel isolated from the one who loves us. That one true God that Daniel served. That one true God that Daniel was looking for, amen, praise God, that he wanted to be an example for. See, it wasn't he wanted to be an example for the world. He wanted to be an example for the world, but he wanted to be an example for God. Amen. So Daniel prayed. The Bible said he prayed 3 times a day. Amen. It was the secret to the quality of his reverence. Amen. Your prayer life, listen to me, your prayer life is a secret to the quality of your reverence. And you say, preacher, what is reverence? That's that reverent respect for God. Amen. The revere that we show Him, we lift Him up and we praise Him and we realize, praise God, that He's God and we're not. And because He is God, because He's way up here, and because He knows all things, He can help you and I. He can give us strength. He can give us abilities. He can give us a standing. He can give us a stature. He can give us help. He can give us love. Amen. To show to others around us, praise God. So it was the secret to His quality of reverence, prayer, His prayer life. He shook the Lord three times a day. He prayed sincerely to God. He had a little talk with Him. Amen. That's what prayer is, just having a talk with the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't know how if we can do that or not. I don't know God allow that. God does. He said, praise God, as a child of God, He said, we're supposed to come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. He said, we're supposed to come in and talk to Him like I'm talking to you this morning. Amen. You say, well, preacher, are we supposed to get as loud as you do? Praise God, that'd be all right. I guarantee you, if you get to talking to God like I'm talking to you this morning, not because we're mad at Him, because we love Him, we want to make sure He hears us. Amen. I guarantee you, it'll keep you from falling asleep when you pray. Well, hey, are you hearing me? Amen. Now, listen, we all do it, don't we? Hey, we'll bow our head. We'll be just as sincere as we know how to be, and we'll begin to talk to God. We'll begin to pray. I tell you what, I'll just be honest. Last night, I got home, and it was after 6 before I got home. We worked up here all day, and I ate me a bite of supper. That was the wrong thing to do. I ate me a couple of cookies on top of that. That was even worse. I told Teresa, I said, I've got to go out to study and pray and see about getting a little something for tomorrow. I went out there, boy, I dug in that old chair. I got just as sincere as I could be, and I began to talk to God. No. Amen. Amen. You know what I had to do? I had to shake myself awake, and I had to talk out loud. I had to cry out loud. I said, God, I need some help. Lord, I know the devil would like to lull us to sleep. The devil would like to get us a place of complacency. But God, we need some strength. We need some power. We need some direction. God, I need your help. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. God, come in there. Hey, was you still tired? I was still tired. But God moved through the place, and He touched my heart, and He said, you know what, if you'll just trust me, I'll help you. I will say this morning, if you'll just trust Him, He'll help you too. Amen. Amen. Pray God, Daniel had a prayer life. Amen. It was continual reverence to God, lifting Him up and praising Him. Praise God, because of prayer. Amen. Prayer gave strength, praise God, to His purpose. See, He had purposed in His heart not to be defiled, or not to defile Himself. And a prayer life gave Him the strength to fulfill His purpose. Amen. I believe what a lot of people's doing, what we're doing, is we're getting our purpose, praise God, ahead of the God that can help us to fulfill that purpose. And we begin to cry out in prayer. He had praise God, Daniel was a man of prayer. He began to cry out to God, praise the Lord, three times a day from the sincerity of heart, and maybe more than that. And God began to hear him. That's why he would say, look down upon him in the Word of God. He said, Daniel, a man greatly beloved. Who loved him? God did. Amen. Praise the Lord. He went before God, and God loved him. Prayer was the strength for his purpose. Amen. It was the power for his public life. Amen. How he could live godly and circumspectly before the world, that the world could see God in him. The God, the Bible said, O Nebuchadnezzar said, the God that you serve continually. Where'd that come from? Amen. It come from a relationship with God. It come from a prayer life. So if you don't want the devil to lull you to sleep, praise God, just talk out loud to the Lord. Amen. Talk out loud to him, praise God. Cry unto heaven. Spare not. Praise God, God will hear your prayers. Amen. It was his power for public life. Amen. It was the power for public prayer. Amen. He wasn't ashamed to pray. They was an edict that went out and said, hey, listen, for the next little while, you're not to pray to anybody but this image. Not to worship anything but this image. The Bible said that Daniel went up to his room. Daniel 6 and 10 said, went up to the window being open. Amen. Hello. The window being open. And he got down on his face before God. He prayed toward Jerusalem. And he prayed to God. Amen. How did he do that with the obstacles that was there, the persecution that could be coming? Praise God, because he was a man of God with a purpose, and because of his prayer, praise God, he wasn't afraid. Amen. We ought to never be afraid of the Lord. We ought to never be afraid of the world and what they can do to us. Amen. But he prayed openly with his window being open. Amen. You see, Daniel was a man of purpose. Daniel was a man of prayer, but Daniel was also a man of persecution. Amen. The scorn, praise God, that he had to endure. Amen. The ridicule that was coming upon him because of the standing. Could you imagine all them other little boys? They're there eating the food that the king had, the good, the dainty things that he had, and drinking the wine that he set before them. And Daniel said, we ain't doing that. And them other three little boys, they kind of look at the food and then they look at Daniel and they say, whoa. And Daniel said, we ain't doing that. Amen. We'll not defile ourselves with that coming for the king's table. Praise God, he told old eunuch. He said, listen, just give us pulse and water. He said, praise God, just give us beans and water and it'll suffice. And old eunuch, he was scared. You can read this, see the rest of the Paul Harvey version, you might say. He said, wait a minute, Daniel. I said, boy, I think the world of you boys, but if it comes out the end of this time and a couple of weeks and you start looking thin and puny, he said, it'll be my head. Amen. Daniel said, hey, listen, said, it'll be all right. He said, let's just put it to the test. He said, you just give us pulse, you give us water, and said, at the end of a certain time, he said, you just look upon us and see if we ain't running all right. Amen. Daniel said, hey, boys, we're just going to trust in God. We're going to eat that we know's right. We're going to keep ourselves pure and chaste, and we're going to set ourselves clean, and God Almighty blessed them. And at the end of a period of time, they look fatter and leaner, praise God, fatter, I mean, and more fit than the others. Amen. Praise God. I want to say you can partake of the things of God. Praise the Lord. And you'll just get looking better and better all the time. Your radiance, your appearance, praise God, will be better. Be looking gooder and gooder. Amen. Praise God. Brother Bill, I believe we ought to eat beans and water every day. Amen. Praise God. It give you help, keep you pure. Amen. Undefiled before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather have that than anything I know. Amen. But he was prepared. Daniel was prepared to suffer. He said, praise God, they was nothing but the faithfulness of the Lord. And that was what he had to build upon. His mind was made up. You know what's wrong with us today, church? We haven't made our mind up that we're going to go with God. Hello? Young people, listen to me as your pastor. You need to make your mind up today that you're going to stay with God. You're going to go with God. That you're going to stay in church, you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to know, you're going to learn all you can about the Lord. Because that's what makes a difference. That's what's important. Amen. That we stay with God. So he had prepared himself. Amen. Praise God. He was persecuted, but he prepared himself to stay with God. Amen. They some fellows that weren't really prepared. You remember Peter? Now, Peter professed that he was going to stay with the Lord. He said, though these others may forsake you. Have you heard that before? Though these others may forsake you, Lord, I'm going to stay there with you. But he wasn't prepared when persecution came. I preached on this a while back. See, Peter was standing around the fire there, and he was trying the Lord. And persecution came. They said, hey, wait a minute. That fellow's one of them. He was with Jesus. He said, Amen. He wasn't ready for persecution. Why, praise God? Because the Lord had asked him, said, Peter, he said, you need to pray, praise God. He said, I'm going over here and pray yonder, but said, you need to pray. You need to pray. Pray God and God will help you because the devil's already asked to have you that he might seed you as wheat. He might sift you. Amen. He desires. Peter didn't pray. And when he stood there before the fire three times, he denied the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He denied knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then Paul tells a story of Demas. Demas was a man, praise God, he was a tradesman, but he said, I'll go with God. And he got out there with old Paul, the apostle, And old Paul got to preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. I prayed God, and they said, hey, listen, we don't want to really hear that. And old Paul, he just found him a stump and jumped up on it and just got to preaching the louder about Jesus Christ and the power of his salvation, how he died for the sins of the world, how he rose up victorious over death and the grave, praise God. He said, looked around them, and between beak and bill pointed a finger and said, you killed him. Old Demas got scared and he said, well, wait a minute. I signed up, but I didn't sign up for this. He said, hey, listen. He said, Paul, you're crazy. You're going to get us killed acting that way. These other gods that people have, we got to have respect for them. Paul said, oh, there is no other gods. Amen. There's only one God. Amen. But the Bible says old Demas went back to a place where it was easier going, where there wasn't no person, there wasn't no adversary, where things just kind of flowed along. Amen. They weren't ready. Peter wasn't ready. Demas wasn't ready, praise God, for persecution. Demas wasn't ready, praise God, to be assailed by the world. I tell you, before it's over, youngs, listen to me, this thing might get rough. They'll persecute the Christians. They've already started other countries. Amen. People, they're killing them. Amen. These places where it's primarily Islamic, Muslim, they're killing Christians by the thousands. The whole reason is because of their faith. Amen. Because they won't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready to take a stand. We need to purpose in our heart like Daniel did. Purpose in her heart, praise God. The man of God away from home, praise, still purpose in her heart to be a man like Daniel was. Amen. In her hearts. Amen. Daniel was willing. Amen. He was willing to be abandoned for the Lord. He said, though everybody else forsakes me, I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. Can you say that this morning from your heart and mean it? No, if everybody else forsakes me, if everybody else abandons me, I'm just going to go with God. Amen. That's what we ought to be able to do, we ought to be able to say. I'm just going to stay with God. Amen. See, the world tried to get rid of Daniel. They didn't like what he stood for. I want to say, listen, we are the Daniels of this present world that we live in. Hello? You and I. And a whole lot of the world don't like what we stand for. But we just stand with God. Amen. Because Daniel was a man, he was persecuted. But he had purposed in his heart that he's going to stay with God. But Daniel was also, praise God, he had a purpose, he had prayer life, and he was persecuted. But praise God, man, Daniel was a man of power. He had power. Amen. He had influence in this world because he knew the Lord, praise God. He wasn't giving up and he wasn't giving in. He stayed with the Lord. Daniel, praise God, a lot of times because of a lack of dedication, you realize a lack of dedication on my behalf and your behalf, praise God, causes us to have a lack of power. Amen. Anytime we're not dedicated to what we know is right, then we lose power in what's right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We lose power when we're not dedicated to what we know is right. We become flippant. We begin to say, well, you know, preacher. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Well, you know, preacher. Yeah, I know. And that's the sad part, praise God. We do know. But God Almighty says, praise God, there's a way that's right and there's a way that's wrong. Amen? You say, preacher, which way do we go? We go with Him because He is the way. He's the life, praise God. He's the hope that we have. But when we lack dedication, we lose the power with God. Amen? Praise God. And when we lack our prayer life, then we lose our purpose. Amen. When we have a lack of prayer, we lose our purpose. A lot of times people will start real well. And they'll run well. But praise God, all of a sudden it just begins to fizzle out. Have you ever noticed that in your Christian life? You start off well. You start off, you know, way up here. You get saved. You say, glory, hallelujah. Amen. You talk to the Lord and you say, thank you, Lord, for saving me, an old sinner. Boy, I was an awful place. But you come to where I was. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And then after a little while, it kind of gets it starts getting old, and we start sliding back, and we start to, you know, not praying as often. Amen. And when we get a lack of prayer, praise God, we get a lack of power in our lives, our Christian lives. Amen. But praise God, we can see it. The world don't want you to have power. Amen. See, Daniel, he was a praying man. And he had power, praise God. He was dedicated to the Lord, and he had power with God. He had power with people. He had influence in his community. They tried to shut him down. His old buddies, Daniel chapter 6, they tried to shut him down. They said, hey, listen, king, you need to make this decree. And they made this decree about they couldn't worship nobody for a certain period of time. And Daniel, he went up there and he got to praying. And Daniel just kept praying. Look at Daniel chapter 6. He said this. And they said, they make this decree. And then now when Daniel saw this, verse number 10, he knew that the writing was signed of this decree. He went into his house, and his windows being open in chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks, thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Amen. He didn't slack up and he didn't give up. But see, the adversary, do you know the adversary is the devil? The devil don't want you to get help. The devil surely don't want you to pray. And in Daniel chapter 6, verse 4, it said, then the presence and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel. Now watch this. You say, was Daniel really committed? Was he dedicated to his God? Was his prayer life really that? It was real? Yeah, listen to what they say. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. They couldn't find anything wrong with Daniel. Why? Because he stayed close to God. But now listen to what it says in verse number 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. You know what they said? Somebody said, some old long-nosed, long-beaked thing said, listen, said the only way we're going to get old Daniel, praise God, is by the law of his God. Daniel loves the Lord, praise God. He's going to pray. He's going to do what God tells him to do, no matter what. Amen. They saw that in Daniel. A man out of his country, out of his world, in a strange place. But they saw the power of God in Daniel. And they watched him. And they knew what he would do. They said, fellas, he said that at this time and that time and another time, said Daniel's going to go up there and he's going to get down. He's going to talk to God. And said, then we'll have him. Amen. So what did they do? They watched him. And Daniel, what did he do? He went up there and he talked to God. And God, amen, praise God, and God heard him. Amen. They started with Daniel. Praise God. They feared they could destroy him. But they was firm. But Daniel had a firm purpose in his heart. Amen. He had power. He didn't have a lack of power. He had power because he had a firm purpose in his heart. That he was just going to stay with God. Youngins, if we're going to have power today, we're going to have a firm purpose in our heart. That we're just thinking, Daniel was a man that was out of his country. Amen. He was away from home, but he purposed in his heart that he'd not be defiled. And he stayed with God. What we're going to have to do, young boy, listen, we're in a strange country. This is not our home. We're passing through, going to a better place. Amen. And while we're here, we just need to purpose in our heart that we'll not be defiled with this world. Amen. Daniel stood the test. They got him. They, of course, according to the decree that was signed, they took him down and they cast him into a den of lions. Amen. They opened that thing up and there's them hungry lions. Can you see them? They're down there in that pit, and they're scrawny. They're not well fed at all. They want them to be hungry. And a lot of times, praise God, hey, listen, and they took Daniel, and they dropped him down in there, and they capped that thing off, and the king sealed it. And he went home all night. He tried to persuade him. He tried to save Daniel. But he had already made a decree. You know, the old devil's done made a decree against you and me today to destroy us. To get us as far away from God as he can. Amen. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, is there to help us. And the king went out that morning and he hollered down there at Daniel. And he said, Daniel is the God that you serve that's able to keep you continually. Amen. And Daniel said, King live forever. Amen. He said, I'm down here and they's no harm. Praise God, these old lions laid down, they shut their mouth, and I used one of them for a pillar and said, we slept all night long, King. Praise God, it was good. I mean, why? Because he purposed in his heart. You know what happened to Daniel if they'd thrown him in there and he hadn't purposed in his heart? Them lions would have had what they did to them people that accused him. The king took them and their family, cast them in there, and said the lions had the mastery of them. In other words, they said they tore them apart or they hit before they ever hit the ground. But because Daniel had purposed in his heart. Listen, I said that to say this. We have hope today. We have help in the Lord Jesus Christ if we'll just purpose in our heart. That we'll not defile ourselves with this world. These folks right here this morning, as you look around, they could tell you, if you get to chasing after this world, you defile yourself this world, it will destroy your life, your home, your family, your relationships. Everything around you will be destroyed if we defile ourselves with this world. But praise God, but if we'll put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, just stay with God. God has promised He'll stay with you. Amen.